Here's a puzzle. You've been promoted to lead a team of brilliant professionals, consultants, lawyers, engineers, scientists, who might be just as smart as you or smarter. They don't think they need managing. They question everything, and they're watching your every move for inconsistencies. How do you lead people who fundamentally resist being led? This challenge sits at the heart of modern knowledge work. Unlike leading through authority or hierarchy, leading smart people requires something more nuanced, a blend of authenticity, emotional intelligence, and strategic influence that earns respect rather than demands it. The paradox is real. The very qualities that make knowledge workers valuable, their independence, critical thinking, and expertise, are precisely what makes traditional leadership approaches fall flat. Before anyone will follow you, get your own house in order. Authenticity is your leadership currency. Smart people detect phoniness instantly. When Jeff noticed his colleague Mary spiraling about her partnership assessment, he didn't offer empty reassurances. He read her anxiety, created safety, and calmly stated they'd achieve a good outcome. Mary passed with flying colors because his emotional intelligence created conditions for her success. Assertiveness walks a tightrope. Too aggressive alienates people. Too passive loses respect. When Angela's colleague Mark made unreasonable demands before an important conference, she held her ground with calm firmness. No aggression, no caving. Just clear boundaries delivered with consideration. The technique called fogging, acknowledging others' needs while maintaining your position, becomes essential armor. Practice saying no while offering alternatives. Use definitive language. I want instead of I need. Trust forms the invisible architecture holding everything together. Warren Buffett called it the lubricant that makes relationships and organizations work. David didn't randomly select Asisa for a sensitive overseas assignment. He'd watched her for 18 months, delivering work early, raising issues proactively, requiring minimal edits, showing maturity with clients. Trust builds through repeated demonstrations of reliability, not grand gestures. Listening means grasping tone, context, and what's left unsaid. When Johan wanted to acquire a smaller firm but faced resistance, he didn't force his vision. He shared ideas with confidants, engaged partners in small groups, and personally met opponents. At the crucial meeting, he listened, paraphrasing objections, inviting quiet voices, and demonstrating genuine attention. The result? Majority support for something initially unpopular. Body language reveals crucial micro-signals that digital communication obliterates. When Pierre, technically brilliant but presentation-shy, unexpectedly filled in for a delayed speaker at an international conference, his training kicked in. Despite his nerves, he structured content effectively and used voice and body language purposefully, earning congratulations from his typically aloof senior partner. Storytelling transforms abstract concepts into memorable wisdom. Philip continuously collected stories and developed a delivery style that made people lean in. Every narrative connected to his audience and occasion, not entertainment, but strategic communication that made complex ideas stick, contributing to regular promotions and recognition as an organizational influencer. The best teams become self-determining. They need occasional check-ins, but largely run themselves. Pablo learned this when rapid expansion fractured team cohesion. His senior team member, Maria, organized a strategic retreat for skill sharing and relationship building without Pablo hovering. The team returned transformed, displaying newfound confidence to tackle challenging projects together. Delegation feels counterintuitive when you're technically skilled. I could do this faster myself becomes a seductive trap. Aisha absorbed additional work while keeping her team on routine tasks, causing satisfaction to plummet. She changed course, clearly outlining expectations and delegating meaningful work. Her ambitious team mastered new tasks quickly, appreciating the growth opportunities. Smart professionals crave autonomy, challenge, and high standards. When Vijay led a challenging transaction, his leader, David, provided perfect support. Daily calls, speaking in terms of us, offering necessary resources, ensuring well-being. David didn't micromanage. He created the environment for Vijay's natural motivation to flourish, giving him tools and emotional confidence to excel. Organizational politics isn't dirty. It's how influence flows through complex networks. Avoiding it guarantees marginalization. When Mondavi, a managing associate, saw opportunities to expand international work, senior partner Marty resisted. Rather than retreating, Mondavi built a coalition by sharing opportunities that benefited multiple partners, including Marty. Understanding political dynamics transformed resistance into support. Leading your boss isn't manipulation, it's strategic relationship management. When Emily asked Magdalena to assess troubled legal and HR functions, Magdalena didn't just complete the assessment, she provided three integration options and helped the finance director. The board selected her recommendation, expediting integration by 2 months. Her proactivity made her a sought-after troubleshooter. Stakeholder management is vital when anyone can express views globally instantly. Xavier, tasked with winning business from a multinational using competitors, approached this systematically, investigating the company's strategy, matching his firm's offerings to their needs, building an internal service team, and creating a detailed stakeholder map. This approach increased revenues from under $1 million to $30 million. Client leadership succeeds through relationship quality, not technical brilliance alone. Amita distinguished herself through genuine interest in clients' businesses, prioritizing meetings at their offices to understand operations firsthand. This enabled her to question objectives constructively and contribute valuable insights. When a client remarked, "All corporate financers know finance. We need financers who understand our business," she earned fast-track partnership. Business development doesn't require loving sales. It requires genuine curiosity. Kevin excelled despite hating traditional selling by focusing on thoughtful gifts, targeted information, advice, small services, and building relationships with clients he genuinely liked. He never worried about sales targets, yet his numbers improved yearly. As one client noted, "You never try to sell me anything, yet I end up calling you to buy something." Innovation requires tolerating inefficiency, error, and failure, challenging in risk-averse workplaces. When Helmut, chief people officer, faced 35 to 40% headcount growth, he questioned whether acquiring more office space was necessary. Facilitated brainstorming sessions generated innovative ideas, shared service centers, and new processes utilizing AI and machine learning. Though individual initiatives weren't completely new, their unique combination was groundbreaking, delivering cost savings and becoming emulated by competitors. Resilience means disciplined prioritization under pressure. Marius, a senior executive, maintained clear priorities: personal well-being first, family second, faith community third, work fourth. Following his mantra, "The best investment is in your health," he ran long distances, ate sensibly, and always found time to read. Your development can't take a back seat. Ahmed transformed from average tax specialist to fast-tracked partner by joining a government task force on goods and services taxes. Despite heavy client workload, he delegated responsibilities to free time for classes, taught knowledge management programs, and supported product development. This personal investment elevated him from relatively unknown servicer to significant contributor to the firm's intellectual capital. Leading smart people means creating environments where talented individuals thrive while contributing to organizational goals. It requires balancing technical expertise with people skills, providing direction while allowing autonomy, and maintaining credibility through continuous development. The question isn't whether you're smart enough to lead smart people, it's whether you're wise enough to lead yourself first, authentic enough to earn their trust, and strategic enough to create conditions where brilliance flourishes.